and as they negotiate the first bend to swing away from the stands, it's replay who has set the pace from Linden Flora's Telopan. Ipitombi, then comes Muffin, followed by Reflect, then comes Manitou. Lord Vanilla in last is Grey Satin. Negotiating the horn, we will have corner at the 2000 meter mark. It is Replay who is about 2 lengths ahead of Telopan. A length and a half behind comes Linden Flora on the rail. Ipitombi on the outside, 2 lengths behind is Reflect. As they cross the 1800 meter marker, another 2 lengths behind is Manitou, another 2 lengths behind is Lord Ben, and another 2 lengths behind is Grey Satin. Crossing the 1600, pace has slowed down and Replay about 2.5 lengths ahead of Stelopan on the outside. Linden Flora on the rails, length and a half behind comes Reflect on the outside, Ipitombi on the rails, then comes Manitou followed by Lord Ben, and lying last is Grey Satin. The field is bunched up together, and as they approach the halfway stage, Replay is still about 2 lengths ahead of the field, followed by Stelopan. Manitou has improved on the outside to take the third position. 2.5 lengths behind is Ipitombi, followed by Linden Flora and Muffin together. As they cross the 1000 meter marker, and lying last is Grey Satin and Lord Ben. And it is the favorite Manitou who has now gone into the lead as the field crosses the 800 meter marker. In a fast run race now, 3 lengths behind comes Replay, followed by Ipitombi. 4 lengths behind is Telopan, then comes Grey Satin and Reflect. Another 2.5 lengths behind comes Lord Ben, keeping company with Grey Satin. Lying last is Linden Flora. They have swung into the home stretch, and it is Manitou with about 2 lengths ahead of fast moving Ipitombi. Then comes Replay at the 400. It is Manitou under the whip, 3 lengths ahead of Ipitombi, and striding away to a comfortable victory. It is the favorite Manitou who is putting daylight between him and the rest of the horses. Manitou is striding away to a good victory over Ipitombi, and that's the out of the race. Manitou is well clear of the field. Manitou passes a distance ahead of Ipitombi. 4 lengths behind comes Replay.
Sweet Melody and Whistling Cavalier. And settling down, it's Mawson Bahar is in the lead, leading by about a length and a half over Logic in the second position, a gap of about 2 lengths, and the field pass in the 1400 meter marker, followed by Bachelor's Wedding and Lucky Guy almost together, a gap of about 4 lengths, followed by Little Lord, some 6 lengths behind is Whistling Cavalier and Sweet Melody lying last. Mawson Bahar has a thin edge over Logic, a gap of about a length, followed by Lucky Guy, very close behind his Bachelor's Wedding, a gap of 2 lengths, followed by Little Lord, another 5 lengths behind his Whistling Cavalier, and several lengths behind his Sweet Melody as the field passes the 1000 meter marker. Mawson Bahar continues to lead by about half a length over Logic, very close behind his Lucky Guy, a very close fourth is Bachelor's Wedding, a gap of 2 lengths, followed by Little Lord, as the field passes the 800 meter marker, some lengths behind his Whistling Cavalier, and several lengths behind his Sweet Melody gracing the rear. And as they move to the home turn, Mawson Bahar still in the lead from Logic, Lucky Guy trying to make a bid on the wide outside, followed by Bachelor's Wedding, then there is Little Lord Whistling Cavalier and Sweet Melody still lying last. And as they negotiate the bend and enter the home stretch with Mawson Bahar along the rails, Logic moving fast in the middle, Lucky Guy under the whip on the outside, Bachelor's Wedding trying to make in a line along the rails, and Little Lord moving the telling stride on the wide outside, followed by Whistling Cavalier and Sweet Melody. And the 200 meter markers, Logic and Lucky Guy fighting it out from Little Lord, galloping strongly on the outside, Mawson Bahar and Bachelor's Wedding. It's Lucky Guy and Logic fighting it out from Little Lord and Mawson Bahar. It's Lucky Guy from Logic and Little Lord. Lucky Guy is holding on to the lead under the whip, and it's Lucky Guy from Logic followed by Little Lord and Mawson Bahar as they pass the winning post. Angelov, quickest out, Illustrious. And settling down, it's Illustrious who has a thin edge over Sporting Tradition, a gap of about 5 to 6 lengths, followed by Royal Turn lying last. Passing the 1400 meter marker, it's Illustrious on the outside, Sporting Tradition towards the inner rails, both together, a gap of about 2 lengths, followed by Suleiman Pasha. Another 2 lengths behind is Royal Turn lying last. The field of four has passed the 1200 meter marker, with Sporting Tradition having the thin edge over Illustrious, a gap of about 3 lengths, followed by Suleiman Pasha, a length behind is Royal Turn. passing the 1,000-meter marker, Sporting Tradition leading by about half a length over Illustrious, a gap of about a length, followed by Royal Turn on the outside, a very close master, Suleiman Pasha. And as the field of four moves past the 800-meter marker, it's Royal Turn who's accelerated on the outside and gone into the lead and opened up a gap of about two lengths over Sporting Tradition. Another two lengths behind us. Suleiman Pasha, another two lengths behind us. Illustrious, who's lost space to be lost. And as they move towards the home turn, it's Royal Turn who's in the lead, leading by about two lengths over Sporting Tradition. Suleiman Pasha trying to come in along the rails, and Illustrious now in last. At the top of the home stretch, Royal Turn is leading by about two lengths over Sporting Tradition, moving fast on the outside. Suleiman Pasha under the whip along the rails, and Illustrious with a bad loss. At the 200-meter marker, Royal Turn is leading by about two lengths over Suleiman Pasha trying to come in the middle, followed by Sporting Tradition. Several lengths here. Settling down, it's Red Pepper on the outside who has the edge of the track frame, a gap of about a length, followed by Floral Tribute, another two lengths behind his Far Superior, another six lengths behind his Quarter Farms bracing the rear. Passing the 1,000-meter markers, Red Pepper is leading by about two lengths over Floral Tribute towards the inner lane, and Track Flame on the outside, both together, a gap of about three lengths, followed by Far Superior, another six lengths behind as they pass the 800-meter markers, Quarter Farms Lying Glass. Red Pepper stood in the lead, leading by about a length and a half over Floral Tribute, very close behind his Track Flame, a very close fourth on the outside, his Far Superior, a gap of about four lengths, followed by Quarter Farms Lying Glass. And as they negotiate the better end of the home stretch, Red Pepper stood in the lead from Track Flame, moving fast along the rails, and Floral Tribute on the outside with Far Superior and Quarter Farms. And as they move past the 400-meter marker, Floral Tribute on the outside from Red Pepper, then there is Track Flame being switched to the outside, then there is Far Superior and Quarter Farms. And the 200-meter marker, Floral Tribute from the fast-moving Track Flame, then there is Red Pepper, followed by Quarter Farms and Far Superior. It's Floral Tribute from the fast-moving Track Flame. Floral Tribute is a length and a half ahead of the fast-moving Track Flame. It's Floral Tribute from Track Flame. Floral Tribute from Track Flame, followed by Quarter Farms and Far Superior. They've passed the winning post. Arthur's orders, and they're off. Quickest out is Pink Fashion. Slow into the stride is Chirag. On settling down, it's Akushla who has hit the front, followed by Pink Fashion, then there is Chirag who has improved, followed by Titanic and Sanachi, a gap of two lengths, followed by Princess Kirti as they pass the 1,000-meter marker. Then there is Lowe's Divine, some lengths behind his Flair Lying Last. It's Akushla who stood in the lead, leading by about a length of Sanachi on the outside, Titanic towards the inner rails as the field passes the 800-meter marker. Then there is Chirag, followed by Pink Fashion, who has dropped back to keep company with Princess Kirti, a gap of about three lengths, followed by Flair and Lowe's Divine is Lying Last. And as they move to negotiate the bend, it is Akushla along the inner rails, Titanic in the middle, Sanachi moving fast on the outside, Princess Kirti moving very fast on the wide outside, followed by Chirag. At the top of the home stretch, it's Sanachi on the outside, who got into the lead, followed by Chirag moving fast in the middle, then there is Princess Kirti on the outside. Moving past the 400-meter marker, it's Sanachi from the fast-moving Chirag, then there is Princess Kirti, followed by Akushla. At the 200-meter marker, Sanachi is more than two lengths ahead of Chirag and is going to run away from this field. Sanachi running away from Chirag and Rose Divine. Sanachi is easily bouncing this field. Sanachi easily winning this race and running away from Chirag, followed by Rose Divine and Princess Kirti as they pass the winning post. Angel off, breaking out, Star Hanover, Snow into the Stride, Smooth Wine and William Jack. On settling down, it's Star Hanover and Galtonia fighting it out. It's Galtonia who's gone into the lead. Two lengths behind is Star Hanover, very close behind is Kiyoko on the outside as they pass the 800-meter marker, followed by William Jack, who's improved a gap of about three lengths, followed by Parabio Line, last to Sweet Wine as they move towards the home turn. Galtonia still leading by about two lengths over Kiyoko on the outside, Star Hanover towards the inner lane, William Jack trying to make a bit on the outside with Parabio and Sweet Wine lying last. And at the top of the home stretch, Galtonia is about a length ahead of Star Hanover, moving fast in the middle. Kiyoko is there on the outside, and William Jack trying to make a bit on the wide outside. At the 400-meter mark, is Galtonia from the fast-moving Star Hanover, and it's a luxury two horse race. It's Star Hanover on the outside, Galtonia to the inner lane, fighting it out. It's Star Hanover who's gone ahead of Galtonia. Star Hanover is going away from this field. Star Hanover easily running away from Galtonia and Kiyoko. Star Hanover, who's easily winning this Galtonia, several lengths behind us. Kiyoko followed by Parabio as they pass the winning post.
Order, order, order there.
loyalty has dropped back. And as the field settles down, it is Joy Princess and Promidor. Now it is Promidor who has gone ahead of Joy Princess as they cross the 1,000. 3 lengths behind comes Dancing Silks, another 2 lengths behind is Orange Boom and Moment Supreme together. 5 lengths behind is Ben of Boston. Then comes Loyalty and lying last is High Ambition as they cross the 800. Promidor has opened a gap of 3 lengths over Joy Princess. In the third position is Dancing Silks, followed by Orange Boom and Moment Supreme together. Another 2 lengths behind is Ben of Boston. 3 lengths behind is Loyalty as they negotiate the pen, and line last is High Ambition. Promidor is still clear of the field. 3 lengths behind comes Joy Princess, followed by Dancing Silks. Then comes Ben of Boston on the wide outside at the 400. Promidor with the jockey looking back about 2.5 lengths ahead of fast leading Joy Princess. Ben of Boston coming very fast on the wide outside. And at the 200, it is Joy Princess and Ben of Boston fighting it out. It is Ben of Boston who has gone ahead of Joy Princess. Ben of Boston winning the race from Joy Princess. Ben of Boston length and a half ahead of Joy Princess. Another 2.5 to 3 lengths behind is Orange Boom. And many lengths behind is Dancing Silks and Promidor together. And the starters are the same. They are off. Slowing to the side is King Rosa. The field is now bunched up together, and it is now Every Time and Gulima together. 2 lengths behind comes Mighty Man on the outside. Rosalie on the rails as they cross the 800. 4 lengths behind comes Mother's Love. Then comes King Rosa and City Swinger. It is now Gulima on the rails. Is a shade ahead of Every Time. 2 lengths behind comes Rosalie on the rails. Flying Gal on the outside. Then comes Mighty Man, followed by King Rosa, and way behind is Mother's Love, keeping company with City Swinger. The field has swung into the home straight with Gulima on the rails. They're still in the lead from Every Time under the whip. Then comes Rosalie and Flying Gal. And at the 400, Gulima is still in the lead from Every Time and fast moving Rosalie. It is Gulima holding on to the lead from Every Time and Rosalie coming up. Gulima from Every Time and Rosalie. Gulima from Every Time and Rosalie. Gulima holding on to the lead. Gulima is about a length and a half ahead of with Lotus Prince, slightly slow in the stride, and it is Begumara who has gone into the lead. 2 lengths behind comes Royal Lady, followed by Water of Life and Diamond Stud together as they cross the 1600. Then comes Ardent Charm, followed by Grand Salon and Black Swan together. Then comes Natural Gift, and lying last is Lotus Prince. And it is now Begumara, 2 lengths ahead of Water of Royal Lady. Then comes Water of Life with General Patton on the wide outside. Then comes Diamond Stud, followed by Ardent Charm, Grand Salam. Then comes Corissa as they cross the 1200. And lengths behind comes Natural Gift. 2 lengths behind is Black Swan, and lying last is Lotus Prince. And as they cross the 1,000, it is now Begumara, length and a half ahead of Royal Lady. Then comes Diamond Stud on the outside. 2 lengths behind is General Patton. Length behind comes Ardent Charm. As they cross the 800, 2 lengths behind comes Corissa. Another length and a half behind is Natural Gift. Another 3 lengths behind is Lotus Prince, keeping company with Black Swan. They are now negotiating the bend. Begumara is still in the lead from Loyal Lady in the second place. Diamond Stud is third. General Patton coming behind them, followed by the Corellier, and Natural Gift has stretched on to the middle of the course. And as they swing into the home stretch, it is now Loyal Lady from Diamond Stud and Begumara, General Patton. And on the very wide outside is Natural Gift. And as the 400, it is now Loyal Lady who has gone ahead of